Welcome in to another daily editorial here on the KE Report. In this daily editorial, we are looking a little bit more at the uranium market and getting a company update from ISO Energy. I am chatting with Craig Perry, President and CEO of ISO Energy. ISO is traded on the TSX Venture Exchange under the symbol ISO and on the OTCQX under the symbol ISENF. Now, Craig, I first want to talk about the uranium market because there was a big story that broke earlier this week that deals with Cameco shutting their Cigar Lake mine for 4 weeks or a month. That's at least what they're saying right now. But hey, we've all been following what this coronavirus or COVID-19 is doing to these markets. And 1 month, well, who knows if they'll even be able to get that mine back on track at that time. What's been some of the repercussions in the uranium sector already just from this announcement?
Sure. Hi, Corey. Thank you for having us back on at this particularly challenging time for the planet and for humankind. It's always an ill wind that brings no good. And in this case, you're starting to see supply side curtailments in all of the mining sector. And some of those things, probably needed to happen in a way. It's never great to see things like this happening, of course. But, that massive news from Cameco 2 days ago has had a real impact. Apart from BHP's Olympic Dam mine in Australia, which, of course, produces uranium as a byproduct of their copper production, Cigar Lake was the last, significant Western world mining operation, uranium mining operation. A few little things in the US producing, of course, but for the most part, it was Cigar Lake. And that's, so now that really puts all of the world's production in a few challenging jurisdictions, controlled by the Chinese, production in Russia, Kazakhstan, former Soviet Union, and Africa. Global risk of supply constraints increases significantly now that Cigar Lake shut. I think your observation in terms of the timeline there, they've announced, of course, Cameco, that they're closing that mine for 4 weeks at this stage. I'm a little bit surprised by that. If you look at any other business around the world that's had to close, it's more or less indefinite, including things like the NBA and NHL here in Canada. In the US, those closures are probably going to go through till May, if not longer at this stage, just depending on how things pan out. So I think that the likelihood is that mine is possibly, probably offline for a longer period of time. And that mine produces about 14 or 15% of the world's uranium at the moment. And that means that all of the producers and anyone who's got a stockpile, Cameco, Kazatomprom, the two big producers, will be drawing down on their inventories. We know that Cameco, their inventories are at the very minimum that they can bear. Kazatomprom, we're not sure, but they must be getting close. Global supply is set to dry up, and that's going to have an impact on price. And we saw that, we've seen that over the last 48 hours since that announcement. Very strong. The uranium price has been largely flat for the past 6 or 7 months, a little bit drifting off from about $24.50 down to just below $24 a couple of days ago. And in the last 48 hours, we've seen the uranium price pop $2.60, so about 11% in 2 days off the back of that news, and before we see any of those ramifications of those curtailments take place. So when that product actually comes out of the market, when the closure happens next week, we expect big things for the uranium price based on fundamental supply side erosion. So it's an interesting time to be looking at the space. I think, knowing that Cameco have said that they're mothballing the project for 4 weeks now, if at the end of that 4 weeks they say there's a continuation of that, whilst the uranium prices will continue to drift up, I think, again, that will be serious supply-side shock and big news, and we'll see the uranium price jump off the back of that as well. So a little bit of speculation there. Who knows what might happen, but certainly it's obviously very, very good for uranium prices. This could could be the start of the bull market in uranium that we've seen. The other side of the equation, of course, the demand side. Well, uranium, you know, we supply a product to the world that generates goes into nuclear plants that generate electricity. That's not diminishing. Demand is not diminishing there. So the demand side, very, very strong, continues unabated. And so, you know, again, it's a supply side story. We think there's a pretty big impact coming.
So when you talk about supply destruction here, does that mean that we could just simply run out of available uranium? Or are there any maybe side inventories or hidden inventories too that seem to pop up when we do go through some of these crunches?
Yeah, good question. Of course, we've suspected that there are, you know, we've had a bit of a bead on what the inventories are globally. And we understand, you know, talking to Cameco, Cameco have announced that they've run theirs, their inventories down to a low level. We've always suspected that there are a couple of other piles, stockpiles out there. There are, of course, the strategic stockpiles that sit with the US government, the Chinese government. They're not coming out anytime soon. And in fact, this supply side shock will drive the opposite behavior. You know, governments around the world that need uranium are going to be looking very at that and possibly building on their stockpiles. But then some of the producers that have been out there, who knows, uranium one, because Kazatomprom we think might have had stockpiles. We understand, though, that they've been running those down over the last year or so as well. So we think that they must be getting pretty darn low. And, you know, watch this space, I suppose, is the message. We could see serious price movement. Of course, the last time Cigar Lake shut down was due to its flooding back in 2006. And when that mine flooded in 2006, we saw the uranium price shoot from about $40 a pound all the way up to $150 a pound. And the uranium space went completely ballistic. So, you know, that setup is happening again.
Yeah, I think there's a lot of investors waiting for that setup, because I constantly get bombarded with emails asking about the uranium sector, and there's still a number of analysts out there that are bullish on the uranium sector. And hey, one of these shutdowns, if it does even last longer than 4 weeks, that could drive price significantly higher. Now let's talk a little bit about ISO Energy, because you guys are an exploration company. We've talked a number of times about the drill program that you had underway focused on this hurricane zone at the La Rock East project. Now you had some recent drill results on March 18th, the headline number being 4 meters of 20.5% U308. This is following up on some other very high grade results that you've had throughout this drill program. Take us through what this current drill program yielded, and especially these recent results.
Yeah, thanks, Corey. So the news release we put out there in March 18th, you know, whole LE2040, 4 meters at 20% uranium. You know, a lot of your listeners know uranium very well, but they're astonishingly high grades, of course. The only place on the planet you really find those sorts of grades is in the Athabasca. It's some of the richest dirt on the planet, ore and rock on the planet, if you like, as exemplified by Cigar Lake. And, you know, I think Cigar Lake's head grade is about 20% uranium. So we're drilling that kind of mineralization. And I think this drill program has been our most significant in terms of, you know, number of holes. We've drilled 20 holes, 21 holes, actually, this program. And we've hit, you know, thick intervals of very, very high-grade mineralization. So what that's done has confirmed Hurricane as a serious and significant new uranium, high-grade uranium discovery. So, you know, we're thrilled by what we're seeing there. The team's done a tremendous job. We've had two rigs going around the clock until last week. So, you know, plenty of more results to come as well, but certainly we're well on our way to proving up a significant deposit. You know, a bit more work to do. We still haven't closed off any of those sections yet. If people look on our website there and look at our corporate presentation, you'll see a number of examples where we show that we've drilled holes that are still open to the north and south. And so we haven't closed off those. So, you know, we've still got quite a bit more work to do. We've wrapped up that program now, as I say. We put out, with that announcement last week, we put out the scintillometer results for the last six holes. We'll have some assays back, I think, in the next couple of weeks, and those assays will keep coming in over the next 4 or 5 weeks. So, and you know, people can go onto the website there and check out the scintillometer results from those last six holes. There's some really spectacular scint results, which correlate to very high radioactivity, and that correlates usually to very strong mineralization. So we're confident that we'll be putting out some good news here in over the next three, four, five, 6 weeks as we get those assays in. So we're very excited about that. That's those results are spectacular, and I think the market's starting to cotton onto that. Despite these sort of trying conditions, we were up about 35% in trade today on the TSXV.
Okay, so what we have on deck here, six holes from this drill program that is wrapped up. What comes next then? What's going to be some of the follow-up work? Because clearly this recent drill campaign has yielded the type of results that you do want to follow up on and work to keep expanding this resource.
Yeah, look, absolutely, Corey. We're the team's been very busy in the field. We're only just sort of getting our head around those results and looking at those, you know, putting them into our internal models and seeing, firstly, where do we need to go next? What do we need to drill next to work our way towards a maiden resource for the project? I think, you know, that will come sometime next year, assuming we can close off some of these sections. And then working, you know, so we'll build our own internal grade shell models to understand that a bit better. And then probably more importantly than anything else, working out exactly where we're going to drill come summer. I think at this stage, you know, the world is very much in a dynamic phase, and it's hard to know where we might be in 3 or 4 months' time. But in an ideal world, we would be drilling and putting out more good results as we look to close off those or test the extents of the deposit as it stands at the moment. So that's what we'll be working towards. And we hope that we're on a better footing globally at that point in time, and the world's starting to sort of emerge from its quarantine at the moment, so that we can get in and drill then come summer. But you know, we've got a lot of work to do to assess what we've got there. We've also been, of course, drilling out to the east on that big resistivity anomaly that we've got out there that continues on this very fertile mineralized La Roque East structure, and we've got some good results out there, so we'll be looking at how we follow those up best and what we target there, because we think a few of those drill holes out there might have been near misses to mineralization as well. So you know, plenty of work to do over the next little while as we get there. We're well funded to do that. You know, we've still got $3 million in the bank. We've got $900,000 of flow through that we need to get through by the end of this year. You know, there may be some changes from the tax office here in Canada that allow us to extend that a little bit longer, but we're well funded for whatever work we need to do as well. So we're in a unique position in that sense. And, you know, I think this sets us apart. This discovery, these drill results we've been hitting and putting out now set us apart from the competition right at the moment. We're you know, the latest serious high-grade discovery in the world.
Hey, that's an important aspect, having the cash in the bank to continue on to, hey, who knows whether this coronavirus for however long it keeps the world shut down. But if we do start to see a bit of a rising uranium price, then explorers hopefully do come back onto the radar, because there just aren't that many companies out there, especially ones working on discoveries. If anybody has any follow-up questions for Craig and his team over at ISO Energy, please email me, fleck@kereport.com. And Craig will follow up as more of those drill results, the final six holes, do get released. Thanks for your time today, Craig.
Good on you, Corey. Thanks very much, and take care.